Just allowing the awareness to begin to just sink down into this moment. The moment that you are listening to this and the moment that I am here with the candle and the silence recording this, it is the same moment. We are sitting here together. You feel me like I feel you. Let the awareness sink into that. Let the body sink into that embrace. The body is held right now in layers of fields of containment. Shift your awareness now to what we might call your soul consciousness. And what I'm talking about now, the soul, that the aspect of your greater soul field, the massive aspect of you, the smaller aspect of that, let's say, that has created a focal point with this body, with this personality construct, so that you can have this exploration in the manifest realms. Sink into the body, that anchor point for that great consciousness that is you at the higher levels. The body actually, let us imagine that the body sort of hovers in a large sphere of golden light. That sphere of golden light is your soul consciousness, the aspect of the soul consciousness that is suffusing this body, that is infusing this exploration with your unique vibrational signature. Yes? So the body rests in that. Yeah, okay, you got it now. You just felt that now. Let the body remember that. And now you're going to begin to sense this group energy. This ascension configuration group energy, it has grown yet again since we last spoke. And there are different weaves now, a part of it. Feel that. And if you remember, I hope you remembered at some point in the week to take a moment wherever you were in your flow, to set the intention to make a conscious connection with the ascension configuration group, with that morphic field, tuning in, feeling the support of it, and infusing that light pattern, that particular configuration, with your energetic signature. Feel that. Right now. The group is holding you. The group is uplifting you. the group is supporting healing processes that are already activated within you. Feel that. And the breath naturally gets slow and deep. The body naturally softens, relaxes, the nervous system starting to shift out of a stress state. If in fact that had been activated anywhere in your nervous system, that all starts to power down into a smooth, soft state of being wherein messages, communication, information of peace, calm, balance, harmony, and that then becomes in the body messages of repair, renew, release, revitalize, heal. We go through this now with an emphasis once again on the body because many of us are feeling a little bit wrung out, aren't we? A little wrung out in the body, a little exhausted. Yes, some have been going through cleanses where the body is manifesting these cleansing and purging sort of momentums. That's good, that's okay, there's no judgment if the body needs to do that. Sometimes we level up. It might be that you have had an expansion and you are in the process of locking in, as we could say, stabilizing at that new level of expansion. And the body, by virtue of the fact that it expresses through slightly denser expressions of energy, the body takes a little more time to level up and then to anchor and stabilize at that level. And very often the body is going to need to jettison or alchemize energetics that matched your old frequency that just an hour ago or a day ago or 2 days ago or a week ago you were vibrating at primarily. But now you've shifted. This is how quickly this can happen now, Master. This is the ascension process now. And man, it is stepping up. It is stepping up. And if you haven't noticed yet, there is less and less wiggle room. And so we assist the body in this process. The body, as we have said before, is doing its very best to straddle this dimensional range. And many of us, most of us, still have density bundles at the level of the physical body that are reflecting the older versions of you. And when I say you, I mean your personality construct. Because that which is you at the highest levels, you know this, Master, you know this, it is purest light. There are aspects of what we might call the soul, again, that aspect of your greater soul field that is anchoring and expressing through form, through a limited point of focus, i.e. a personality construct, a physical body, an earthly life. There are aspects of that part of your soul consciousness, then, which absolutely can be imprinted with trauma. But that is not the highest aspect of you. And there are different ways that we can meet those wounding elements where they exist within the spectrum of our being. If it's a physical body, there are ways that we can work with and support the physical, the body consciousness in its momentum. It's upward momentum. If you're listening to these words, then almost certainly the momentum of ascension is the dominant momentum in your life, in your being, right now. And that's kind of the good news and the bad news. We can indeed be imprinted by the imprints, the trauma patterns from parallel lives. You remember, we say parallel lives, where in the past perception we might have languaged them as past lives. This is not actually accurate. And so we try to level up our perception, our understanding. We try to stretch to hold a greater truth around that. That is a good check-in for yourself. Is this the highest truth that I can currently access around this? If I find myself in a bit of a low vibrational loop, a perception around a person or a happening, and I can stop myself. Hey, is this the highest truth that I can currently access around this? Of course, your little inner preteen is going to go fold their arms and go, no. And then you can say, well, if we had to come up with something else, what would a higher truth be, possibly? You see, and then you stretch yourself to reach into the realms of higher truth. And then you've just gotten free, or freer. Each truth, no matter how expanded, is a truth that is resonant with a particular bandwidth of consciousness. And therefore, it is a truth that we are going to ultimately vibrate out of. So, of course, it is much easier, it is more natural for the non-physical aspects of our being to make these leaps to up-level vibrationally, thereby shifting our coordinates in the quantum field. And then the body needs to try to catch up. And sometimes the body, a releasing process being activated in the body, what from another perceptual set point, one would look at it and say, you've got a cold. The body clearing density so that it can be a vibrational match to what you wear, you've just expanded to. That is a perfect process. And sometimes it is the body asking for a little more time, asking you to slow down. And of course, that can mean in your day-to-day third, fourth dimensional life flow, slow down. We need some space. Another thing that is really up right now in the light tribe is feeling much more acutely the collective fields of the energetic soup that we're navigating. And it could be a group of humans and their sort of field. Is it resonant or is it not so resonant anymore? It could be a television show, it could be music, it could be food, it could be pieces of information that we access through our computers, social media, whatever. We're feeling that more now. And if there is a vibrational differential, if there is that gap, boy, we're feeling it. And it feels crunchy, doesn't it? Listen to your dear, sweet, wonderful, precious body. Master, listen to the body when it asks for space. It is trying to make space so that those higher frequency lights, the photonic light, the plasma light, the gamma rays, the cosmic rays, that are deluging this planet and these bodies. The body's asking for space. It's trying to create space so that it can take that in. Because you came to this planet to anchor light and to radiate that light. When the body is asking for space from other people, perhaps, energy bundles in the quantum field. You can just see it that way, so that it doesn't become about other people, personalities, things like that. Let it be okay that your body and your sort of feeling, sensing aspects, your emotional body, your mental body, your physical body, your inner child, all of these feeling, sensing aspects, let it be okay that they're going to be asking you for space. And sometimes it might look like sickness, and sometimes it might look like you being crunchy or prickly with someone. Obviously, we try to navigate this with as much skillfulness as possible, but let it be okay that that deep request for space is arising from within you. body with love and appreciation. Cherish this body prism, for it is the tool, it is the constellated light that allows your divine light, the light of source through you, to shine through into the manifest realm. That is what your body is. That is what it does. Once again, bringing the awareness to the breath, the smooth flow, and the nervous system. And those messages, that information, pulsing like liquid golden light along the nerve pathways. Peace. Calm. Balance. Harmony. And the body receives that, and it interprets that. Repair, renew, release, revitalize. Heal.